Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is suspending most incoming travelers from much of Europe for the next 30 days because of the coronavirus pandemic. Congress is considering legislation to deal with the virus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a bill will come to the House floor shortly. Major U.S. stock markets are in bear territory, down 20% from recent peaks. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 1,700 points, or about 7.5%. Economist Hugh Johnson says investors are frightened of the coronavirus's effects.
What's going on with the markets is pretty close to what we would call a panic. I mean, a lot of investors are very, very troubled. Troubled, obviously, by the declines in the market that we've seen. And I think the number one word that everybody's concerned about is uncertainty.
At the opening bell on Wall Street today, markets plunged so deeply that trading was immediately halted for 15 minutes. European officials say they were blindsided by President Trump's 30-day travel ban on foreigners arriving from most European nations to prevent the spread of the virus. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, European markets also reacted.
European stocks took a dive in early trading, with Germany's DAX index falling to its lowest level in 5 years in reaction to President Trump's travel ban. European ambassadors to the U.S. said the White House failed to warn them about this ban in advance. European Union Council President Charles Michel asserted in a tweet that Europe is taking all necessary measures to contain the spread of COVID-19 and that the EU would assess the impact of the travel ban today, ensuring that economic disruption can be avoided. The travel ban will impact 26 European countries with hundreds of millions of people. German airline Lufthansa had already canceled 23,000 flights through April, and it said Trump's travel ban will lead to further cancellations and financial consequences for the industry. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Two American service members have been killed in a rocket attack on an Iraqi training base just north of Baghdad. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
18 rockets slammed into the Taiji training base just north of Baghdad, U.S. officials said. Besides the two Americans killed, a British service member also died in the attack. At least 12 coalition service members were wounded, two seriously. There are more than 500 Americans at the base. There was no word on who is responsible, but speculation centered on Iranian-backed militias, which have repeatedly targeted coalition personnel. The deadly attack came as U.S. officials said they were already speeding defensive equipment to U.S. bases in Iraq, including the Patriot system designed to shoot down ballistic missiles and a separate system that targets rockets and drones. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Erbil, Iraq.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1,877 points. That's nearly 8%. You're listening to NPR. Greece lit the Olympic torch for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, but for the first time in decades, it banned spectators from the ceremony. Joanna Kakissis reports that Greece is among many European countries taking precautions to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
The torch-lighting ceremony was held in the ruins of a stadium in ancient Olympia, birthplace of the Games. But this year, the grassy slopes around the stadium were empty. Instead of a buzzing crowd, you heard birds. Olympic organizers said they kept away spectators as precautionary measures due to coronavirus. In Greece, at least 99 people have been infected and one man has died. The government closed schools and universities and sent texts to mobile phones warning Greeks to stay home at the first sign of infection. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis also asked Greeks to stay away from public gatherings, including church. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Oscar-winning actor Tom Hanks and his wife, actress Rita Wilson, have tested positive for the coronavirus. As Hedy Lynn Hurdies reports, the couple was in Australia when they were diagnosed.
The couple is in Australia for director Baz Luhrmann's latest project, a film about Elvis, in which Hanks plays Presley's longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Warner Brothers hasn't said whether the film, scheduled to open in October of next year, will be delayed.
Hanks says that he and his wife will follow all protocols and be isolated for as long as necessary. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.